Jesus' problems with his family. Jesus' brothers were jealous of him and manifested decided unbelief and contempt. They could not understand his conduct. Great contradictions presented themselves in Jesus. He was the divine Son of God, and yet a helpless child. As Creator, the earth was his possession, yet poverty marked his life experience. He did not strive for worldly greatness, and in even the lowliest position he was content. This angered his brothers. They could not account for his constant serenity under trial and deprivation. Jesus was misunderstood by his brothers because he was not like them. In looking to men, they had turned away from God, and they had not his power in their lives. The forms of religion they observed could not transform the character. The example of Jesus was to them a continual irritation. He hated sin and could not witness a wrong act without pain impossible to disguise. Because the life of Jesus condemned evil, he was opposed. His unselfishness and integrity were commented on with a sneer. His forbearance and kindness were termed cowardice. Of the bitterness that falls to the lot of humanity, there was no part Christ did not taste. Some cast contempt on him because of his birth. Even in childhood he had to meet scornful looks and evil whisperings. If he had responded by an impatient word or look or even one wrong act, he would have failed of being a perfect example. Thus he would have failed of carrying out the plan for our redemption. Had he even admitted that there could be an excuse for sin, Satan would have triumphed, and the world would have been lost. Often he was accused of cowardice for refusing to unite with his brothers in some forbidden act, but his answer was, "It is written, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." Some felt at peace in his presence, but many avoided him, rebuked by his stainless life. Young companions enjoyed his presence, but they were impatient at his scruples and pronounced him narrow and straitlaced. Jesus answered, "It is written, how can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to thy word. I have laid up thy word in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." RSV. Often he was asked, "Why are you bent on being so different from us all? It is written," he said, "blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who do no wrong, but walk in his ways." RSV. When questioned why he did not join in the frolics of the youth of Nazareth, he said, "It is written, I will delight myself in thy statutes, I will not forget thy word." Jesus did not contend for his rights. He did not retaliate when roughly used, but bore insult patiently. Again and again he was asked, "Why do you submit to such despiteful usage, even from your brothers? It is written," he said, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Let not loyalty and faithfulness forsake you, bind them about your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man." RSV.